The important part of a Salvation Army meeting is the announcements, so you know what's going on and what you need to do. If you're visiting us today, we welcome you, and this service is a little bit unusual. As you've probably already realized, we're welcoming our new commanding officers, so there'll be pieces in our meeting which don't normally take place, but the message will be there, and we pray and hope that the Lord will speak to you through that message. But let me just explain to you, there'll be no open air following our worship, and there'll be no tea and coffee served to you. Okay, no tea and coffee. But everyone, I'm not on. Am I on now? Yeah. You'll get this as well, I tell you. Every one of you is invited to stay in the community hall for refreshments and have an opportunity to meet the Williams family personally. So I ask you, when the band play after the benediction, if you've got to go home, then please go, and the officers will be at the back to just say hello to you. But if you're staying for lunch, then just remain where you are. You can walk about and talk, and when everything's ready, we'll call you through for the eating. Just remind those who are involved in Friends Together on Wednesday, it takes place again at 1:30. Next Sunday, our morning service will be conducted by our captains. And then on December the 7th in the morning, the meeting will be conducted by now Captain Lizette. How do you say your name? Lizette. Remember that, everyone. Lizette, not Lizzie, Lizette. And she'll be conducting the meeting on the 7th. And in the afternoon of that Sunday at 3:30, there will be a Churches Together Songs of Praise, which everyone is invited to. Finally, Alma would like to thank you all for your prayers and your cards, and she's getting on very nicely. So let's start now with our first song. And the song I've chosen has a line in each verse which is really pertinent to today. And it says, in the first verse, "We now for thy blessing call." In the second verse it says, "Fill us with thy Holy Spirit." The third verse says, "Fill us with abundant power." And the last verse says, "Bless our general," bless him, "bless our leaders, bless our officers as well." So it's all there together. And if you've got a song book, it's 926. But the words will come on the screen. So would you like to stand, please, as we sing, and the band will give us an introduction. Will you be seated? We're going to come to a few moments of prayer, because without prayer, then the whole purpose of worshiping is not necessary. I do hope that you take time in your busy lives to talk to the Lord in prayer. In case you didn't, then we're going to join together in a little chorus. It's not very long, but it says, "Silently now I wait for thee, ready my God thy will to see. Open mine eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine." And in a sense, for our call, silently we wait, ready, ready Lord, your will to see. You have a purpose for bringing new officers into our call. And so we pray, Lord, that we will through them see your will for us. Let's sing it twice through, quietly together. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come into your house and worship this morning. I pray that as we worship here, we will indeed feel your presence. We thank you for our new officers, and we pray that they're going to lead us in a great way, and you have sent them with a purpose. So pray for our captains and the little one as well, that they will find happiness and joy and service for you here in Felixstowe. Would pray for the many members of our corps this morning who are not here, some through ill health, some through age, and some enjoying a holiday. Just where they are, we ask that they will know your presence too. So I simply ask that you'll be with us as we worship you this morning, and again, we may feel your presence. Amen. Amen. Now I'm talking to the captains now, so everyone else can listen if you want to. The Salvation Army existed in Felixstowe a little while before it received its first officer. But it grew in number that they had to send us an officer. And the first officer was called Captain John Reed, and he was appointed in 1886. Now I found out that between 1886 and 1920 is 34 years, if my maths are right. But in those 34 years, we had 45 officers. So some couldn't have had time to unpack. But I definitely know you're unpacking and you're staying. I know you are. And, you know, no one could be happier than me to hear the words, "Welcome to the new officers." On a number of occasions over recent years, we've had to go it alone. But I can tell you, because of this tremendous congregation, we're still alive and kicking. Captains Lizette and Paul, I commend this corps to you. The Majors Lennox saw through that extremely difficult time for officers and our church, the pandemic. But the past is in God's mercy, the present ever new, but the future glows with promise because he makes all things new. We welcome you both to Felixstowe. We believe God has sent you for a purpose. Together, we look forward to unfolding whatever that purpose is. I have to say, I like little Martha. You may have seen her. I like little Martha. We all went out for a meal on the day after they arrived, and she was so impressed by Rosie, my wife. When we met again in the hall on Thursday, she said, "Look," to her mum, "there's Rosie and that boy. That boy." Okay? Even at her young age, she realized how youthful I look. She will get on here. She certainly will. So as we step out on a new stage in our course history, we ask God's blessing on you both, and I welcome you on behalf of all the sections and activities which take place in this hall, and the soldiers and adherents and friends who worship here. Together, we can meet the challenges. Together, we can look for the opportunities in every situation to learn and grow this church together with your help and God's help. So, welcome. Would you please give them another welcome? The Songster Brigade are very useful to you. There's some who do jobs that you will see them doing them, but there are others who do lots of things behind the scenes and you probably never see them. But they are a hard-working brigade, and one of the good things they do is help you in worship with their singing. And this first song they're going to sing this morning has in its chorus, "Go forth in his name proclaiming Jesus reigns. Now is the time for the church to arise and proclaim him Jesus, Savior, Redeemer, and Lord." Now is the time for us to wake up from the pandemic and get out there and win souls. Would you listen now to the songsters as they bring this song, "Go Forth in His Name"? Now, this is the part of the meeting where anything can happen. They warn you never to work with animals or children. So children, would you like to come forward, please, to the platform? And Flossity, this way. Yeah, come and stand with me there. Come on. There's more. Oh. Right. Now, do you remember? You won't remember because you weren't here, but don't worry about it. You were here. Right, when this microphone goes on, I want you to tell the captains what your name is. There we are. Your name is?
Hassan.
Say it again.
Hassan.
Would you like to shake hands with the captain?
Hello, yeah. Captain.
There we are. Now, your name is?
Dago.
I'd like to say hello to Dago. Is your name Velocity?
No.
What is your name?
Felicity.
Felicity. Okay. Shake hands, please. And this is Ava.
Yes.
Ava.
Yes, Ava. Who's this? What is your name? Tell the captains.
Martha.
Hiya, Martha. Hey, Martha. And your name is?
Catherine,
say hello to me. And this is?
Matthew,
he'll be very helpful to you. Lovely. And if you'd like to stand behind there. Now, is there anyone who is a teacher in the Sunday school on a Sunday morning? I know there's some working out in the back and there's some on holiday. But if you're one of those who work in the Sunday school, come and join us, okay? Don't rush. And we're going to sing a chorus that's very, very popular with the children of this Sunday school. And it's the only one I know, so I've chosen it. And it's, "Our God is a great big God, and he holds us in his hands." Yeah, do you know any... I don't either, so you and I won't be able to do it. But if we look at the girls, do you want to put the crocodile down? Okay. A dinosaur. So, we're ready. Thank you very much. You can join in as well, if you like. Hudson, do you want to join in? No. Okay, thank you. Right, now you can leave the platform, but you've got some work to do. But you must do it quietly so we don't hear you now to the end of the meeting. How about that? Off you go. Thank you very much. Thank you, young people, and their workers. It's heavy work. Well done. At least we know now that our captains are fit and well, and that's great. Well, now we're going to turn to the band. I'm sure that you are interested in bands, Captain. We haven't given him an audition yet, so he's not being able to play. But the band are going to play a march called Citadel Tactics. And I believe, did you tell me, in there somewhere is I Do Like to Be Beside the Seaside? Well, I've played it 5 or 6 times and I can't hear it. If you listen for a few bars of I Do Like to Be Beside the Seaside. Citadel. Scots Guards couldn't beat that, could they? No. Now we're glad to have, as a member of our church, the moderator of the Churches Together in Felixstowe. And Gemma is going to welcome you on behalf of those churches. Thank you, Gemma.
Good morning, everybody. This feels a little strange as I'm in my own church, and it's my first welcome as the Churches Together moderator since I've taken on the role. We've not had any new clergy. So here we go. So, it is my privilege on behalf of Churches Together in Felixstowe to welcome Captains Paul and Lizette and Martha. It is always exciting for churches together in Felixstowe to have new clergy arrive in town. Often this brings a breath of fresh air, new vision and lots of energy, and it keeps the other ministers on their toes, so no pressure. For those of you that don't know, the Churches Together in Felixstowe vision is we are all the army of the one. We might wear a different denominational name, but we are all regiments of the same army under the leadership of Christ. Now, I love that because as being a Salvationist and in the Salvation Army, it's a great vision. We are all called to love one another and to share the love of Christ across all our community. We are privileged to be hosting here at the Salvation Army the Churches Together Songs of Praise on the 7th of August at 3 p.m. Just get that little advert in there. And it will be lovely if you can join us on that day, or maybe one of you. Churches Together regularly meet together across the town, as many of you know, to deepen our relationships and to do mission together. We unite in prayer and worship. We celebrate Christian Unity Week, Praise on the Prom, Good Friday, Thy Kingdom Come, amongst many other events through the year. We believe Christians from different churches who meet together build relationships, fellowship, and grow in faith together. And we look forward to sharing some of that with you. At the recent Churches Together in England AGM, Bishop Mike shared his vision for this year. We've got to build a bigger table to gather around and listen to the voices which are often not heard. We need to raise new generations of ecumenists and to be ready to respond practically and relevantly to the needs in the world that God has called us as a church to serve. Paul and Lizette, I leave with you a verse from the steering group of Churches Together from Psalm 113. Hallelujah. You who serve God, praise God. Just to speak his name is praise. Just to remember God is a blessing now and always. From east to west, from dawn to dusk, keep lifting all your praises to God. God bless you both as you take on your ministry here and service in Felixstowe. Thank you.
So there's no getting out of it. Churches Together. Our meeting now takes a little diversion, and we're all going to sing in a moment why we are Christians, and it's a song that says we have the gospel and it matches the hour, but it can't be heard by anyone unless we as his people take that message out. Then there'll be a time, just a few moments, for reflection when the musical sections will play music a lot quieter. The band will play a piece called Whiter Than the Snow, and the words will come on the screen. And then without any introduction, when the band are finished, the songsters will come and sing a beautiful song of O Love. And then we shall hand over to Major David Squirrel and to the captains for the installation that will take place. But before that, here is the band, Whiter Than the Snow, and then immediately afterwards, O Love by the Songsters. Thank you. Be seated. And there it is. This is the good news for the age of ours. Now a time of reflection with the band and the songsters before we listen to Captain Lynette giving a welcome to us on her behalf. Thank you.